Time, though it's sad, I know it's true. You're gonna wed with somebody new. I played the game, I can't explain. It was short but so sweet. Yeah. I'll tell no stories away from school. You may have been the teacher, but I was happy playing the fool. It was right, then it was wrong. Though our love didn't last very long, you'll always be honey to me. It was so short, but it was so sweet. Then it was wrong. Though our love didn't last very long, you'll always be honey to me. It was short but so sweet.
Hello, my lovelies. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We are having a serious healing session for the body temple, as you can see. So get ready, because we are doing, finally, the shamanic circle. So, you know, shamanic drumming and going into a circle. You know, it's about catching a vision, having a vision quest, having a journey, whatever it is, you know, getting your spirit, your power animal on, and really going in and seeing what the unseen wants to tell you. You know, for example, I see a lot of my past lives, and I see a lot of past lives in Native American, and those are the reoccurring guides and ancestors that come to me. Yours could be different, you know. It could be, you could have, you know, dragons come to you. You could have your future self come to you. It really, you know, your spirit team, all your angels. It's really opening up and leaving room for anything in the unseen that wants to come in, give you guidance, help you, and to, you know, just basically help you to see visually where what it is they want you to know. So don't worry if you don't get anything. You were just here for the healing. That means you're just basically supposed to get the healing. It is healing, but you can also, on top of it, you know, receive a message with it. So just be open. Just stay open. For some of you, it may feel like an astronomical wave of just like tripping and leaving your body. For some, you know, it may just be very subtle and just kind of like, okay, you're here, and getting in the healing. So this is what it's about. So let's start. Oh my God, I have the Tibetan sound bowl right here. I don't even have the stick for it. I'm using a screwdriver. It's awesome. Okay, so here we go. Just let that energy come in. Feel the sound bowl as it hits, and the sound just hits and it heals all the cells in your body. Ready? Ooh. Feel that. Let's do it again. Oh my God, this is so addicting. Feels so good. Tuning you, getting it all aligned. So as I beat the drum, you know, you can feel anything. I might start singing, I might start talking, I might not say anything. But let's get into the rhythm. So just relax. Notice as your power animal greets you. And if you don't know what that animal spirit animal means, I would look it up later, because that message is for you.
Thank you.
Right now, we are blessed with the infinite spirit. We are blessed with the love of God and angels and all of the angelic world that connects with us, and how everything is working for us and our good. Everything is working for us, and we are exactly where we need to be. We are living right now in the presence, and everyone tuned in, we've come to this time. We've come to this time right now to open up and open up our heart space. So whatever it is that you saw, whatever it is that you felt or vision you got, bring that into your arms. And if you didn't feel good at all, that was the negativity leaving your body. You have to understand, healing goes every single way. Sometimes it's not just all lotus flowers and peace signs and good vibration. Sometimes it is getting out the guck, and sometimes it is washing away and clearing. Sometimes things must come to the surface. Sometimes toxins have to come to the surface to be removed. So thank you. If you are just joining us, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite. The Boston Medium. Stick around. We're here till 8 p.m. And we have, what do we have up? We have spirit. We have angels. Communication. We have what messages Louis Armstrong, Herb Reed wanted to say. And what is coming in? What's coming in? I'm very excited for that. So stick around and stay tuned to all of this. Love you so much. Mwah.
Are slanted, lover's eyes.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Darling, please come home to me. Hearty Bella, I saw you with the fella, and I don't like the idea. Hearty Bella, you told me that you love me, and there's no one else above me. Hearty Bella, you took all my money and told me that you love me. Artibelle, you know that I love you, but you still go away. Come back to me, baby, each and every day. La la da da. Bella, my pretty little darling, please come home to me. Hearty Bella, I saw you with the fella, and I don't like the idea. Hearty Bella, you told me that you love me, and there's no one else above me. Hearty Bella, you took all my money and told me that you love me. Artie Bella, you know that I love you, but you still go away. Come back, babe, each and every day. La da da da.
It's shocking how few people.
You coaxed the blues right out of the horn, man. You charmed the huss right off of the con, man. Banjo strumming, plunking out a tune to beat the band. You got the whole place humming since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland. You make your Louis feel like a king, babe. You make the world we live in and swing, babe. You make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational, proved to be inspirational. I think you just sensational, man. Proof to be inspirational. I think you just sensational. Yes, sensational. You sensational. Name, 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 name. Baba Jada, yes.
I'll look in the air. Are you say you love me gladly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on the string. I'll be just like a merry-go-round with all the fun in the air. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I look in the air. Are you leaving me on to call out, will you be done? I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me gladly, I gladly be there like a puppet on a string. I'm like a puppet on a string. Oh yeah, I will do anything you ask me to, 'cause I'm a puppet on a string.
It's twilight time, out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me, together at last at twilight time. Here in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. In the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you, together at last at twilight time.
Together at last at twilight time.
Within the circle of your arms, I love to dance the night away. Within the circle of tender embrace, I find a place I want to stay. When all the lights are turned down low, except the love light in your eyes, I find a sight to see that means more to me than all the sights in paradise. Oh yes, I've wandered far and wide. I guess I thought I'd make the rounds, But since your arms closed me inside, you couldn't drive me out of bounds. Cause as funny as it sounds, my independence has no charm. So honey, never set me free within the circle of those arms that I love. You got the whole wide world for me. Yes. By that to say, Papa to Tati's hand. Santo that Suzanne, blue and white. Independence has no charm, so honey, never set me free. Within the circle of those arms that I love, you got the whole wide world for me. Yes, you got the whole wide world for me.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, a poor man made out of muscle and blood, muscle and blood, skin and bone, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, 16 gun, and what are you getting? Another day older and deeper and in. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go. I owe my suit to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up the shovel and walked to the mine. I was 16 tons, I'm normal and cool. And the strong boss said, Bella, bless my suit. You know, 16 tons, and what are you getting? Another day older and deeper and Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my suit to the company store. If you see me come, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. One fist to find, the other still. If the right one don't get you, then the left one won't be. You know, 16 times. And what are you getting? Another day older and deeper and dense. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go. I owe my suit to the company store. I was born one morning and it was drizzling rain. A fighting trouble on my middle name. I was raised in a kingbrick, but an old mama line can't know how to. Make me walk the line, you know, 16 guns, and what are you getting? Another day older and deeper and dense. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Discover that your life is dreary. Don't you come a knocking on my door. Why, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says you dog. I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper. too chilly, calling me on to a fancy new address. Yes, I can hear that choo-choo calling me on board the Happiness Express. I'm gonna pick myself a chick who's gonna stick like glue. I don't care where I go as long as it's away from you, honey. Gonna see me anymore, yeah. Yeah, so long, Dolly. Don't you come on knocking on my door. Why, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says you dog. I told you so.
Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And you are here to the hour of... You are here right now. We are going to tap into the messages from Spirit. We're going to tap into all the energy that is going on right now. All the energy that is welcoming us into this beautiful, beautiful music. And all the good things that are happening. I'm really excited for this. It's been a day. It's been a journey, and a journey through healing. Let's just say it's been a magical journey through healing right now. And I really feel like the theme is physical health and protecting our physical health and our physical well-being and our body temple. And I feel like this music was perfect for it. It was very soothing. It was very angelic. It was, you know, it was very lighthearted, which is something I feel like we all need going into the holidays. So... Herb Reed from the Platters, my man. And Louis Armstrong. Minced Jeepers Creepers, Minced Oath for Jesus Christ. Let's do this. So, Infinite Spirit, what wants to come through right now? What is it that wants to be said and wants to be heard? Give me a second. Okay, I see Louis coming in very strong, and he's saying there's an emphasis of writing this week. There's an emphasis on creating through words. So for some reason, going in, whoever's listening, whoever needs to hear this, whoever wants to take this message, you know, you don't have to take it. You don't ever have to take these messages. You know, you can hear it, you know, throw it out or take it and be like, yeah, that applies to me. He's showing writing. He's saying, use your writing this week as a tool. Use it as a power. Use it as a spiritual technology. I mean, we're told, write down our goals, write down our wishes and our manifesting, and it actually helps create it faster. It's definitely a form to do that because it's pure creating. But when we're doing this, when we're creating art and we're creating things that come from our heart, are we just writing down things that we're just feeling and letting it out? Or are we writing something that's in our highest best? Because sometimes when we're writing just things, sometimes, yes, it's good to get things out, but we need to be mindful of our manifesting. So if you're somebody who wants change in their life, and you're used to reading about negative, dreary, kind of low vibrating things, or you're used to writing about low vibrating things. Say you like poetry, but you're used to expressing yourself in a way where you're just kind of more focused on the woe is me, or focused on the ailments, or focused on things that can be very heavy. Sometimes we are just not consciously realizing we are continuously manifesting that, because we think that, oh, well, that's our art, we're just letting it out. But you're continuously letting out a story that's replaying that you don't want sometimes. So I'm not saying don't express your, like, for real, I love punk music. I would not be who I am if it wasn't for punk, you know? And I know a lot of punk music, it's not very fluffy. So it all serves us. It does. Anything, things that we write that are, you know, there really is no good or bad, but this applies to the person who's trying to heal right now. This applies to the person who's trying to change their life, you know, in the highest best. So what are you creating in the highest best? And, you know, as we're talking about health and well-being, we're coming into this space where we're understanding our thoughts are creating whether we're going to be healthy or whether we're not going to be healthy. You know, an accumulation of stress, an accumulation of constant stress cannot, it only has a small threshold. It only goes down. So if it's only going down, it has a limit. So once it reaches that limit, what is the next thing? Sickness, you know, disease, you know, breaking down. It's like a car. When you run the car over and over and it's overwrought and you're not nurturing it, taking care of it, giving it the fuel it needs, it's going to break down. So it's the same thing when we're creating. So I'm not saying for you how to create or don't create dark things. Like, if that's your thing, do it. But what I'm saying is, if you're looking for something a little bit more in the higher self, in the higher ranges, because I mean, Louis, he does have, not all of his songs are like happy-go-lucky, but he was a very happy-lucky-go guy. This is why he's bringing in this message. He lived in a times where it was hard, you know, it was unimaginable to see someone of that nature living in America, being a black man, being in the times that they were, you know, in the 30s, you know, the Great Depression, and him doing what he did. It's miraculous. And this is why he's coming in, because he knew the secret of the creation. He knew it was his vibration that basically spoke to the entire world, and it still speaks to the entire world. He was one of the few during that time, the Great Depression, like, he was one of the few selected to keep the vibration of the world up, to be happy, to uplift. He was part of that energy. You know, you had your Shirley Temples, you had your Ella Fitzgerald, you had your Louis Armstrongs, the list goes on. But you see, they all knew something. They knew vibration, and they knew energy, and they knew when you're putting it, whatever they created, they were putting joy into their creations. They were putting that energy of love, and it reached everybody. And no matter, and it broke color barriers. It broke all of that. So when you're able to step into that, when you're able to step into that energy of joy, you break barriers too. You're no longer in these boxes. When you're able to connect with love in a higher frequency, you are no longer in these labels, in these boxes that people love to put everybody in, and people love to put themselves in, you know? So that is the magic and the energy of Louis and what he needs to bring. So when you're creating this week, when you're whatever it is that you're writing, if you're a writer, if this is, or if you're not a writer and you're just tuning in and you're just like looking for another way to put some pep in your step and you're manifesting, I'm telling you, write it down. Write down what is it that you want. Write down that you're living in the presence of it right now. Do it. Have it. It's there. Whew. So let's see. We have It's 7:50, so we're out skis in a little bit. And I'm so sorry there's no background music, but literally my laptop just died. And you know, it is actually perfect timing because we're pretty much over. So let's see. Okay, so thank you. Herb Reed, what's going on? Heavenly shades of night are falling. Yeah. When did I seriously just try to reach a note and then it went crack, crack, crackle, pop? Wow. I don't know what you're doing, Rye. Don't do it. Wow. Okay. Heaven. He's talking about heaven. They have so many songs. Heaven on earth. Heavenly shades. Magic. This. Do you know all of that is in their songs? Heaven. Love. Magic. The repeated theme he's bringing was that they repeatedly talked about heaven. They repeatedly talked about magic. They repeatedly talked about enchantment. That's what made the Platters' music so powerful. And with that, they want to bring you that peace, that understanding that we don't need to wait to get to somewhere. It's here now. We don't need to wait till we die to get to heaven. Heaven is here now. You see, it's in your consciousness. Hell is in your consciousness. Heaven is in your consciousness. It's not something that we go to after we cross over. It's here now. It's a state of being. So when you can interact with people and you connect with them, are they going to feel heaven? Are they going to feel hell? It's your choice. What are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table? Are you a walking paradise? Are you that walking heaven? Heaven on earth, like that, like the Platter song. And with his energy and everything that he brought and all the lessons he's helped me, and being at his funeral and seeing all those angels, it was unbelievable what I saw. I could only see it. I literally just saw all these spirits. And that was the opening, but I saw heaven. I saw heaven in real time for the first time. It was rock and roll heaven. So with that being said, when we are wanting this place to feel this way or be this way, it's almost impossible to get there because that constant wanting is saying, you're not there. How do we experience heaven right now? How do we experience heaven just being present here, giving that to other people? You do what you love. And the other day when all that music was happening and doing the audio engineer, that was heaven. That was heaven. So you can have heaven. There's so many people that walk this earth that truly have heaven on earth and have integrated that and live it. I live that. And you can live it too. Thank you, Herb Reed. Thank you, Louis Armstrong. And thank you, Ken Booth, for sharing this beautiful music, that reggae, that smooth reggae. We needed that. It was a medium of energy, the reggae, the jazz, and the doo-wop. Thank you so much for bringing that music in. This was truly a healing episode. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful everyone's here. And I'm going to be here Thanksgiving from 6 to 8. Oh my goodness. Yes. So tune in. It's going to be so much fun. I love you. I love you. Whew. Maybe that happened for a reason that I wasn't supposed to have background music. Maybe, you know, y'all just supposed to hear my voice loud and clear. Y'all supposed to hear the gospel loud and clear. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Amen. Just kidding. But not really. All right, let's leave it with some Louis Armstrong. Anyways, I'm Outskies. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Get ready with Rising with Sky Bar. Woo! Woo!
New Orleans woman. She's all right for me. I said, a New Orleans woman, she's all right with me.
That's my hometown I'm talking about.
'Cause when she cooks that good old gumbo filet, I'm happy as can be. I love my baby. I'm gonna tell you the reason why.
Let you know the secret now.
Yes, I love my baby. Well, I'm gonna tell you the reason why.
Never told you this before.
'Cause there ain't a chance for her to cut out. Got to stay with me till the day I die.
One of them good old camp meetings the other day and run into a gang of them good old soul brothers. And them cats all come up on the stage, ran to sing and blow one. And we getting together now, and I'm gonna lead off one. Tyree Glenn gonna get the